up.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
We are delighted to be joined in studio by TV chef Mark Moriarty. He is shaking up home cooking with his new show, Cook Like a Chef, which is airing Wednesday nights on RTE One. He's here to chat all about it. Mark, good morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
Mark, do I have you on the right microphone?
Yes, well, I hope you do. Fair play to me now,
doing my job correctly. Mark, congratulations on the new show. How do you come up with all the different recipes?
We were just speaking off air there. I worked it out. So across all my businesses through every year, 305 brand new recipes every year.
Wow.
We've got Irish Times columns, we've got TV shows, we've got cookbooks, we've got M&S stuff, we've got...
And is this rehashing like traditional recipes, or is this coming up with completely new ideas?
You're never coming up with something completely new, yeah. Because like I try to stick to the tried and tested classics,
of course,
that are known and loved. But you do have to do, I'm lucky to do a fair bit of travel with work and lots of different events. And I'll try and make sure that in the evenings, if I'm not working or get up early in the mornings, to go out to like the street food places or the smaller restaurants, I photograph everything. My phone, I think I'm up to like 16,000 photos on this phone.
Just food.
It's just plates of food because you can't remember. So then when it comes to coming up with the new recipes for, say, Cook Like a Chef tonight, it will be going back through the phone, or I have loads of notes of things that I liked, and that's the basis then for the new recipes. Then there's a lot of double check what Jamie Oliver has on his website, the BBC Good Food website's great. And then you come up with your new recipes.
Yeah, oh, brilliant stuff. And what recipe are you going to be making tonight on the show?
So basically the premise of this show is Cook Like a Chef. It's not about restaurant dishes. I'm trying to take the learnings from a chef in a restaurant and apply them to your home.
Yeah.
Now, cooking in a restaurant is the easy part. What really makes it difficult is ordering, pricing, consistency of ingredients, making sure there's no waste, staffing the place.
Yeah.
And the same applies to your home kitchen. So in this show, I basically take 7 basic ingredients, which are based off the Kantar stats from last year of what Irish people were buying in the supermarket. And then I have to come up with 3 dishes.
Deadly.
So there's 2 dishes are nice and creative. I have enough of that. And then the third dish is the challenge, where I basically have a leftover bit of herbs. I have some pasta in the store cupboard, and you have to basically come up with something. Now in the restaurant, that would be a dish for a lunch menu or staff food. So tonight, I think the 7 ingredients are fish, chorizo, potatoes, a bit of yogurt, red pepper, stale bread. So this is the kind of thing.
It's like you remember Ready Steady Cook, where they hand them the bag of ingredients and they're like, go and do something.
Very much that. So to give an example, tonight what you're going to see is a tray bake of cod, which I've basically made chorizo breadcrumbs.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then I've used some salad leaves and leftover pesto to make a really acidic dressing, a green goddess dressing with the yogurt.
Nice.
And me in my 30s, I'm craving one of those tablets now for heartburn.
Yeah,
as soon as he said chorizo, I was like, there you go. I'm gone.
So I cooked that on the tray. So that's one dish. Then the second dish, I have potato. So I basically made homemade gnocchi.
Oh,
and I had some...
Cool.
Leftover chorizo with that. I had some stock and some frozen peas from the freezer, so we make a dish with that.
Yeah.
And then the final one is basically, what have I got left? So I had the trimming of the cod from the first dish. I had flour, I had a little bit of milk, and I made a type of Cullen skink soup.
Cool.
And then the leftover pesto I added loads of lemon juice and used it like a green dressing on top.
So waste, you're using everything and you're making it easy for people to look in the fridge at home and just try and...
Well, that's what people have to do at home.
Exactly.
Like, how many times have we come to a Thursday before we do the shopping? What am I going to make out of half a courgette, some leftover peas, a carton of milk and some rigatoni pasta? And you're like, where do I...
I'd be the same. I open the press and there's a tin of spaghetti hoops. In the thing, do you know what I mean? And what can I do that's new and inventive with spaghetti hoops and a bagel?
I don't know. Watch the show tonight.
Yeah, watch the show tonight for some inspiration. Do you have a go-to comfort food when you come home after a long day and need to make something in the kitchen? What's your comfort food?
It's generally pasta.
Yeah.
So I'll go to the store cupboard. It'll be spaghetti or it'll be rigatoni. I try buy a slightly upgraded version, so the pasta is the star of the show. And then you can basically make any sort of pasta with chili garlic in the base and some olive oil or plain oil. And then I'll use the pasta water, which is full of starch, get that in the pan with the spaghetti so it creates this sort of thick coated sauce. And then it'll be leftover herbs, maybe some chopped up rashers, maybe a bit of your chorizo, maybe some leftover salami and loads of Parmesan cheese and lemon juice at the end. And you're going to have a really tasty bowl of food.
That's amazing.
And time for like how long?
That's like 12 minutes start to finish. And what I'll do is before I start that in my 12 minutes, I'll get, you know, that I love that really cheap garlic bread.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'll stick that in the air fryer and get that really golden brown and crispy.
Gorgeous.
And use that to mop up the pasta.
Oh,
that's just dinner in Mark's house.
pure comfort.
It is definitely
comfort. I love that. Your podcast has done so amazing. Roasted with Mark Moriarty.
Yeah.
Who's been your favourite guest?
Oh, geez, on the spot.
Favorite Sorry
guest.
About that.
Yes. Do you know Kaylee?
I'm roasting you here.
Hey, Kaylee Trapp was really, really cool. She spoke very well. And we had Leo Varadkar. That was really interesting, actually, talking about the White House
the
visit.
Do you remember the birthday cake?
Yeah, Battenberg.
I was more interested in what they were serving up on Patrick's Day in the White House. So we had him. It's actually coming back. We start recording now next week for season two. So.
Brilliant.
Very good. Any hint of any guests coming on for season two? Can you give anything away?
No, I'm trying to nail down. Those podcast guests, until they're actually sat in front of me, I will not mention a name.
Do you have a dream guest that you'd love to get on?
Roy McIlroy.
Nice.
Okay, all right. Well, I mean, I'm sure with you traveling the world and you're doing all these kind of cooking tourism stuff and you're going to different places, you meet so many different chefs and different people that you can.
I'd like to
on.
Think Roy McIlroy, but it's not going to happen.
But you never know.
One can dream.
Put it out to the universe and it might happen. Yeah. Mark, the new episode of Cook Like a Chef is out tonight on RTE1. It airs at 8:30. And where can people find out more from you and your recipes?
So you can go on markmoriarty.ie. You can find me Instagram at markmoriarty1. We've got loads of plans this year. We're in Donegal this weekend cooking. We're in New York the week after. And I've got a building and a business coming later in the year where you'll be able to.
Wow!
Brilliant. Oh, congratulations. We can't wait to hear more, Mark.
98 FM. All day. Big breakfast.
Crisps. A barbecue. And loads more.
I should have said that part. I have no idea what's in the pot.
Be wondering why I'm talking about crisps. We've got many incredible prizes up for grabs in Matchy Matchy. It hasn't been won for quite some time, so the list is very long. All you need to do is try and match three words with either myself or Carl this morning, who's in for Brendan.
Fresh energy, guys, you know.
This is true. You could be winning all of these as read out by AI Rebecca and Brendan.
Listen up, because you could win a gas-powered barbecue.
A flying lesson over Dublin.
A suitcase with a matching carry-on bag.
A hydrofacial therapy.
A child's rocking horse.
A cordless vacuum cleaner.
A family pass to an Irish theme park.
And we'd love Mimi's.
Yes, we do.
We're giving away a year's supply of Mimi's.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. A year's supply of Mimi's.
Oh, Mimi's?
Yeah.
Oh, that's retro, isn't it?
Isn't it?
It fits the brand.
Pickled onion.
Yeah.
Cheese and pickle. Good morning to Elaine in Finglas, who is playing Matchy Matchy this morning. Elaine, how's it going?
Oh, good. How are you?
Not too bad, Elaine. And I tell you, looking forward to a bit of sun today. We had a bit of bad weather the last couple of days.
The sun's coming back.
Great. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah, good stuff. So I think 21 degrees today and sunny skies will take it. Elaine, how do you get on now when you listen along with Matchy Matchy? Are you any good?
I'm great, but me and the two boys argue with each other. We don't even agree in the car, so.
Do you have the two boys with you now?
Yeah, Sean and Tyke.
Morning, lads. How are you?
Hello.
Are we off to school? Gas.
Yeah, the boys are off to school. I'm off to work.
Very nice. Wouldn't it be nice to win a few prizes now before you go to school and work?
It'd be brilliant.
Be lovely now.
What prize in particular now is your number one?
Probably the facials for me and the year supply of Mimi's for the boys.
Love it, love it. Okay, let's try and win this morning. Let's try and get a Matchy Matchy. Elaine, who would you guys like to play with, myself or Carl?
We'll play with yourself. You haven't played in ages.
Grand.
I'm going
okay,
to the
goodbye.
Booth.
Okay, goodbye. You go to the booth.
Okay. I
am on. Off you pop. Bye.
Oh, now. I'm in the seat, Elaine. I'm in the seat. Okay.
Right.
In the hot seat. Now, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. I've got the envelope here in front of me. Okay. Right. Your first word this morning is lamb.
Lamb.
Lamb. L-A-M-B. Lamb.
Lamb chop.
Chop. Okay. Your second word this morning is pink.
Ooh. Pink panther.
Pink panther.
Yeah.
Panther. Okay, good one. And your third one this morning is remote.
Remote control.
Okay. So you've got lamb, chop, pink panther, and remote control. Are you happy to lock them in?
Are we happy with pink? Yeah, we'll go with
that. You go with it? Okay, right. Yeah. We're going to lock these in. And Rebecca, come back. Okay, she's back. She is back from the booth. I gotta hide this now. Hang on, I'll put you on. There you go. Right. Okay. Rebecca Shackleton, are you ready?
I'm born ready.
Okay, darling. Right, your first word this morning, darling, is lamb. L-A-M-B. Lamb.
Lamb chop.
Okay. Look at you being a vegetarian. Well done.
I know.
The second word this morning is pink.
Pink. Pink. Panther?
Panther. Okay. Great show. And your third word this morning is remote.
Remote control.
Remote control. Ooh. Rebecca, have you matched? You've matched, Rebecca!
Hello!
You have matched!
No way!
You have matched just before your holidays!
Oh my god, Elaine, congratulations!
Elaine, you've won the prizes! Okay,
that.
She's screaming so much you can't even hear her.
Elaine and the lads in the car, are you joking?
Oh no, this is brilliant!
You have won! Chop. All the prizes in Matchy Matchy.
Wow.
You've won the meanies, you've won the facial, you've won
a barbecue,
everything.
A barbecue as well. Guys, I'm so, so happy for you. You're off on the school run, off to work, and you've won Matchy Matchy. I'm so glad we've done it, because honestly,
yeah,
that list was getting too long.
What a way, there's no better way to spend a Wednesday than
Girl
win
power.
A Matchy Matchy.
Oh, Elaine, we're over the moon for you. Thank you so much for listening, and we cannot wait for you to get all those prizes, and might keep a pack of meanies for us as well.
Yeah, why not? Elaine, congratulations, lads.
Thank
congratulations.
You.
Enjoy your day. Off you pop. There you are. Are you delighted with life?
Over the moon. Oh, my gosh.
Well, there you go. We'll be back with Matchy Matchy tomorrow. We'll have to rustle up some more prizes.
Oh, yeah, gosh. They're all gone.
What a great way to end your week before you head off on your holidays, Rebecca
so
Shackleton.
So thrilled for
congratulations.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast. With Rebecca and Brendan.